Hey guys, before we start the show, I want to remind you about the reason why we do this. We do this for our buddy Rob, one of the Sleeper Wire guys who's been struggling with chronic Lyme disease for most of his life. We do the show to help him get his money for his treatments. We are doing this awesome league with a whole bunch of professionals, you know, industry professionals, called the Sleeper Wire Pro-Am. And to enter the league, it's a league that you guys can be a part of this. Go to sleeperwire.com/pro-am for details.
I challenge you to a duel.
Talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey sleepers, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show, where we do a fast debate between two players. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me is my wonderful co-host, Nick. What's going on tonight, man?
Hey guys, that's right, I am back in your ears on the Great Debate. Woo! Dropping the mic on Chris like it's a bomb in my hand.
I'm glad to have you back, man. All right, so what we're going to be doing here is having an actual debate-style argument between two players. We're going to spend a few minutes arguing for our player, about 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we wrap it up with our final thoughts. So during draft season, leading up to the season, these are going to be debates about who we would rather draft or have on our team. So today, we got an interesting one. We got Marshawn Lynch versus Doug Martin. Nick's got Doug Martin. I've got Marshawn Lynch. Nick, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll take this one first. So here's the thing about Doug Martin. You know, first off, I mean, this is the theme of Doug Martin is every other year he comes together, puts up the numbers or something. You know, that's what at least people say. But, you know, the truth of the matter is Doug Martin has been not very consistent. And what I mean by that is consistent with his health, staying on the field, you know, and you're probably thinking, whoa, Nick, aren't you supposed to be defending the guy? Hold on, I'm getting there. Okay. But I'll tell you one thing, when he's had a full season healthy, he's been on fire. You know, with 2015 was the last time he was on the field all season long, 1,402 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns, and he did another 271 yards in the air with another touchdown. So that's extremely valuable right there, an example of a workhorse back. And yeah, last year he was in 8 games, and he did look awful, but they said he was dealing with nagging injuries just about the whole year. He had 421 yards in that time, only averaged 2.9 yards per carry, and only had 3 touchdowns. So, listen, I mean, it's not great what he did, and he's going to be missing the first 3 games of the season. But the thing is that the GM has said that Doug Martin has looked the best he has, since he's been there. And the other thing you have to remember, too, is where are we getting Doug Martin? Oh, that's right, about late 4th-round pick, to anywhere to the 6th, 7th round pick is where I've gotten him in mock drafts. The average ADP, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, has been saying 45th overall pick, which is something I'm not a fan of. But when you consider you can get Jaquizz Rodgers extremely late, about 30 to 40 picks later, that's a great combination for an RB1 because Jaquizz Rodgers was on fire last season coming in for Doug Martin. You know, he had put up great numbers, just about double-digit numbers almost every week when he was in for Doug Martin. And he's a guy that certainly you can get, like I said, real late, that you really would really want on your team in regards to...
Doug Martin, man, what an up-and-down career this guy has had. He's either getting 1,400 yards or 400 yards. You don't know which Doug Martin you're getting. Granted, both of the seasons he had 1,400 yards, he played all 16 games. But guess what? He's not playing all 16 games this year. He'll play in at most 13 due to his suspension for violating the NFL's drug policy. I, as well as the rest of the fantasy community, was expecting him to get cut this offseason. I'm surprised it didn't happen. Good for him for coming back and proving that he can still be a starting running back. But, you know, one of my biggest concerns with Doug Martin is that he doesn't have a nose for the end zone. 3 touchdowns in 8 games last season. In his huge 2015 season, where he had 288 attempts for 1,402 yards, he only scored 6 times. 1,400 yards and only 6 touchdowns. That's not great. That's not what you want in your RB1. The yards are great, but 6 touchdowns combined with only averaging 2 catches per game isn't what you want in your starting running back. I'd take him as my RB2 for sure, but you're going to want to invest in a running back earlier. Plus, you're likely going to need Jaquizz Rodgers for the first 3 weeks as a handcuff, which is going to burn a roster spot. A 4.06 ADP for a starting running back is good, but he's not starting the first 3 weeks. That's not what you want in an early pick. He's not Le'Veon Bell, who can be suspended for a few games and you still take him in the second. He's just, you don't know if what he's going to be doing, and if he's not playing all 16 games, he's not getting 1,400 yards again like he has in the past. All right, so there you got our thoughts for and against Doug Martin. We're going to go ahead and move over to Marshawn Lynch. This is actually one of the toughest great debates that we've had. We've got a guy who's suspended for 3 games going against a guy who retired after the 2015 season, took a year off, and is now back for the 2017 season. Marshawn Lynch is a guy who has averaged 911 yards per season, and that number was, I calculate that, you take his 9112 yards, career yards, divided by 10 seasons. But guess what? He didn't play full seasons. He missed most of 2010 and 2015, and is still putting up 911 yards per season. So even if you include those games where he didn't play, it's still over 900 yards. If you extrapolate that, you're looking at an average of about 1,200 yards per season. Looking at his 7.4 touchdowns per season, calculated the same way, you're looking at closer to 10 if you don't include those games. Or if you do include those games, I'm sorry. Which is great. 10 plus touchdowns is great. Looking at last season, the guys who got 1,200 yards, only 3 of them had double-digit touchdowns. So Marshawn Lynch is a good running back. Look, I know that he's a year older. He's going into his age 31 season. But going into this 2017 season, the Raiders are looking at another top 10 offensive line. He's running behind a fantastic line. Their only weakness is at right tackle. If you take out that right tackle position, the Raiders, aside from that, have the number one offensive line going into this season, according to Pro Football Focus. Granted, you can't really take out a position. I'm just trying to illustrate how good this line is as a whole. Derek Carr was only sacked 18 times last season, which was fewest in the NFL. Latavius Murray was only stuffed on 7.2% of his carries. Stuffed is a stat, relatively new one, where running backs are hit at or behind the line of scrimmage. So Latavius Murray was only stuffed on 7.2% of his carries. To put this in perspective, Todd Gurley was stuffed on 22% of his carries. DeAndre Washington, backup, was only 5.7%. Jalen Richard, only 7.2%. This offensive line gets it done. There is no running back tougher than Marshawn Lynch. Just look at his dominant career runs. Defenders just bounce off of him. He showed up to the Raiders still in shape. He's in his hometown. He's got a lot of motivation. He's got a fire burning underneath him. And he's going to have a solid season. Granted, his ADP is high. I know that. He's being taken as a... Let's go ahead and move into your thoughts against Marshawn Lynch.
You know, this is a tough one because I don't necessarily hate Marshawn Lynch. I mean, listen, the guy has done it year after year in his whole career. He's been a steady force at the running back position, always being drafted previously to his retirement as, you know, a top 5 running back, you know, or top 8 at least. He would be an RB1 for sure, no matter what. But here's the problem this year is that he did take a year off. Is he in football shape? And with the questions looming around if he's ready to be coming back at 31 years old, you have to take a premium price on him at the middle of the second round. That's like, I want to be nearly sure that my running back that I'm taking as my either RB1 or even RB2 at that point is somewhat of a sure thing, something that's not going to fizzle midway into the season. Yes, these are things we won't really know until the time comes, but he does have Jalen Richard there and DeAndre Washington behind him, younger guys who, you know, this franchise has invested in, and, you know, maybe, you know, potentially see as the future of that backfield. And Latavius Murray wasn't the guy, so they let him go. And they did bring in Marshawn Lynch. I think Marshawn Lynch is partially just there as a headliner while the news of them moving to Las Vegas in a couple of years.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for our thoughts for and against Marshawn Lynch and Doug Martin. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up with final thoughts. So back to Martin. Nick, give me your final thoughts on Doug Martin.
I didn't get a chance to mention, you know, about Jaquizz Rodgers. Now, look, you know, Doug Martin, he got hurt week two last season. So, you know, they tried the Charles Sims experiment there, you know, so maybe Jaquizz Rodgers wasn't, coming on strong, wasn't getting a lot of work. But then, boom, week five hits before the bye week, Jaquizz Rodgers comes on. 30 carries, 101 yards, and he wasn't really slowing down there. 26 carries for 154 yards, 19 carries, 69 yards was a bit of a slow one, but he still got a touchdown for you. He was slowing down a bit, but my point is, he was consistent, okay? He was a guy that was filling in for the role where Doug Martin was out, and he was putting up very solid RB numbers. And that's something that you can get late while you grab Doug Martin early, because you know Doug Martin, after these three games, he's coming back healthy and he's going to be the guy. And they didn't add any competition to him. I know people talk about Jeremy McNichols, but this guy is first off, he's already dealing with a torn labrum. So he's going to be coming into the season with that kind of an issue. And they didn't draft him high enough to be somebody to compete with Doug Martin with. So they still are potentially running with the same backfield, and it's Doug Martin's backfield. This guy is going to be the lead back. So this is somebody you want as your RB2. And listen, guys, as I tell you, I'm almost guaranteeing you, you'll probably get him by the fifth round. And that's great value for a guy like Doug Martin, especially when there are tons of running backs coming off the board in the first two rounds. That's all I got to say about that.
You sure that's all? Because that was a lot.
Well, you know what?
No, I know. That was good. Good. So we're going to get back to Marshawn Lynch. My final thoughts here. I mentioned right before I got cut off that his ADP is high. I recognize that. He's being taken as the 11th running back at pick 2.07 in 12-team PPRs, whereas Doug Martin is going two rounds later at the 4.06. But Marshawn Lynch is a true workhorse back who gets it done. He is definitely the guy in Oakland. He's a three-down back who is still career-long getting the ball in garbage time. A year away from football only means that he's had a year off to get completely 100% healthy and in shape. So he's basically playing at a 30-year-old level instead of a 31-year-old level. Fresh legs means a lot for running backs. I've got him as my RB13 personally, but I would not be surprised to see him finish top 10. This dude is a stud. And he always has been. All right, guys, that is going to wrap it up for this episode of The Great Debate. A couple things before we go. We're giving away a signed Antonio Brown jersey this summer, courtesy of pristineauction.com. This website is amazing. Daily auctions for any type of memorabilia you want. You're talking about football, any type of other sport, basketball, baseball. You got music, you got movies, any type of entertainment. All sorts of memorabilia on this site. It's all certified and authentic. You don't get anything fake or imitated. To win this signed Antonio Brown jersey, go onto iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or Podbean or wherever it is that you listen to us. Give us a nice review. Take a screenshot of that review and email it to sleeperwire@gmail.com. And that's it. You're entered into the raffle. Then make sure you go check out pristineauction.com. That's pristineauction.com. And lastly, I want to encourage you guys to go to sleeperwire.com, check out our weekly rankings, and submit a question to the Sleeperwire crew. You can also find the link in there to the Pro-Am League. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. I'm on there at CMOR Sleeperwire. Nick is on there at Sleeperwire Nick. Sleeperbot, you can find us at Professor Chris and at SW Nick. And The Fantasy Life at Professor Chris and Sleeperwire Nick. And I'm also on Instagram at Professor Chris SW. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I'm ready for Rodgers.